Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 70. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape, absolutely free, including the postage and handling.
Today, I'm going to be having one of the pieces of literature that the Lord gave me quite some time ago to be read, and then also to be placed on our website. We've been distributing this piece of literature for a long time, and if you'd like to have some for your church, or if you're a distributor of Alamo literature, well, then you can order as many as you like and distribute them. It is reputed to be one of the pieces of literature that has won many, many souls. We have letters also, but right now let's go up to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to bless, to anoint this service. Father, we ask that You pour out the anointing on this service. Fill my mouth with the very things that it is that You want said. Anything that I or anyone else could possibly say would be of no value. Only the things that You say in and through us will bring forth life. There's no one that can be led to the Lord but through the Holy Spirit, and I pray that You fill me with Your words and this message this evening. Lord, I ask that You open up with Your Spirit the spiritual mind of everyone and the spiritual eye so that they're able to understand and that they'll be able to see and hear the things that the Spirit saith unto the churches. And Lord, You said You'd pour out Your Spirit upon all flesh, and You do that through people like myself, ministers of the gospel, that really believe Your word, that every literal part of it is literal, and every symbolic part of it has a literal meaning. Lord, that the church will be lifted up and made strong and stronger, and that the souls in the world will be able to recognize that You truly are the one and only God, and that Jesus, You're the one and only Savior, and that no one can keep the commandments unless You, Jesus, with the Father by the Spirit, enter them and keep them powerful as they continue on to the end. There's no one that can be saved unless they first get saved and continue to the end. Your word says, all those that continue to the end shall be saved. Lord, we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and everybody says, amen.
Amen.
All right, now where's the first letter from?
From Los Angeles, California.
All right, let's hear it.
Dear Pastor, Lord bless you always. I know He will. Thank you so much for telling the true gospel to the lost and dying souls. I am writing you on behalf of my ex-wife's mother and father. They were saved by your literature. Praise the Lord. I sent them several tracts in Spanish. They were Catholic, but the Lord Jesus Christ said, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say that I attack the Catholic cult. I would never attack any human being at all. All I try to do is distribute literature or bring messages on tape or on television that will cause them to be saved. So how could that be that I'm against them? But for this, for the things that I do by preaching the gospel, what that cult has done is attacked us so fiercely that they've actually caused my wife, my now deceased wife, and myself and hundreds of our followers to be put in jails, and they sent me to prison on false charges that I'm failing to pay income tax and all sorts of other ridiculous charges. And they've had me in court on so many different false charges, it's unbelievable. The only one they ever won was when they got a bunch of backsliders from this church and paid them to lie and let a couple of them that were on drugs that had been placed in prison for drug charges, they let them loose if they'd testify falsely against me. And then they took all the people's property away that we'd been working so hard for down through the years, building and saving and scrimping to build for the brothers and sisters in the church. We have never done that to them. We've never taken anything away from them. We've never threatened their lives like they have us for years. And then they say, we are anti-Catholic. Well, that we rejoice in so much that we've been persecuted like the other prophets have been. The Lord tells us to rejoice because the other prophets before us have been persecuted this way. And Jesus also said, they persecuted me. And if they persecuted the Master, they will also persecute his followers. So when they say that we won somebody's soul out of the Catholic cult, and the Bible says to come out from among her because they've literally crucified people. It was the Roman Catholic soldiers that crucified Christ. And they burnt millions of Christians. History books tell you that. Down through the ages, and they fed Christians to the lions, true Christians. And at the same time, they're calling themselves Christians. What a facade. It's a political organization, and I'm not against the people in it at all. I'm just trying to win their soul. That's legal according to the Lord. But what they're doing is totally illegal. They, all those people that went down and murdered the people at Waco, Texas, those little babies, they said, well, they were abusing those children. You could tell that those children were happy because they were on television. And they accused them of abusing, but they're the ones that burnt them to death and their moms and dads. You know, and the people believe this garbage. And so naturally we don't hate the people. We just hate that doctrine that they should persecute everyone and call everybody a cult that doesn't belong to that Catholic cult. See, we're not a cult. Anyone that preaches the true word of the Lord is no cult. And some of the people out in the world, they don't know who to believe because they've never read the Bible. If you would read the Bible, you would know that the things that we're saying are directly from the Bible, and that anyone that preaches the Bible is not a cult. Anyone that preaches anything other than the Bible is a cult. All right, so the Vatican, the popes, all those people renounce the Bible. They say that evolution is on the same par as the Bible. That is so anti-Christ that it's unbelievable. The Bible says that this Vatican organization, the world government, Roman government, and the cult that runs the government, the governments of the world, and also the media, these three are the Antichrist. The Antichrist is not one person, it's a combination. It's a body of people, a corporate body of many millions of people, just as the body of Christ is a corporate body of many millions of people that believe in Jesus and would never think of killing or hurting anybody or throwing anybody in prison on false charges or smashing babies as King Titus of Rome did in 70 AD. And since that time, the Jews were dispersed all over the world. And as a sign that we're in the end times, the Lord delivered the Jews back to their homeland early in 1947 and 48. Okay, so this is the sign of the end time, and that we Jews would be preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. Now, the Gentiles don't get any credit for writing the Bible. We Jews are the ones that wrote it. And so we don't need you telling us what it says. You have to listen to us, because you people have goofed the Bible up to the point to where you're all falling away from the Lord. I mean, I've never heard so much heresy in my life. Actually, when I first got saved, I was listening to some of these supposed to be top evangelists that I always thought were highly respected in the gospel field, and I was a baby Christian. I just learned a lot of the Bible, and I heard some of these supposed to be big-time preachers preaching such heresy, it was unbelievable. And I yelled out to Sue. She was in the kitchen. I said, Sue, Oral Roberts is saying that stuff that is absolutely false that's in the Bible. And she just started laughing. She says, okay, you're learning. You're learning. And the same thing with Billy Graham and all these big people that people admire so much. And then she said, look at Tony, the way that Billy Graham gets big crowds is that the Catholics all go to his meetings, and the Baptists, they vow he will not come into a territory and preach unless all the Catholic, quote, churches, unquote, and Baptist, quote, churches, unquote, will go into those meetings. And they have to say that they're going to dedicate so many buses to bring their whole church to those meetings. And they actually instruct them to go down. Now, Billy Graham preaches a very good salvation messages, but then on the other hand, he turns around and states that he doesn't know whether homosexuals, adulterers, and fornicators will go to hell. So, in other words, that leaves those homosexuals and adulterers and fornicators to a doubt in their mind. They say, I guess we can continue on. And if old Billy doesn't say we're going to hell, well, then I guess we're not. If he doesn't know, then how could we possibly know? But I said, I just pray that God will open the door for me to let people know that how weak they are and how false they are. The Bible says that this would happen in the last days, that the people that were once saved will fall away. They will allow Satan to enter into the temple of God. Know you not that you're the temple of God and that you don't belong to yourself? And so what happens is they have allowed Satan to enter into the temple of God to that they're now calling Satan God, because people can't get saved with false doctrine. People are only saved by the Word of God. Faith comes by the Word of God, and that's what we're reading tonight, is God's strong man. This is the piece of literature that the Lord gave me. The strong man is the man that has faith in God's Word, not in heresy, false doctrine. And that's what 99% of them are preaching today. And there are, there's some out there that are preaching the truth, and then you listen to them on some of their other broadcasts, and they go way off track, like God just loves you unconditionally. And that's wrong. God always has conditions. Amen?
Amen.
It says, if you keep my commandments. That word if is conditional. Amen?
Amen.
And that God just pours out his love unconditionally on everybody. And that is so false, it's unbelievable. You have to read the Bible to know that. He said, by faith in his real word, you're saved. And by doubt in his real word, you're lost. So we're going to get into that just a little bit later. But I'm just so happy that millions and millions of Catholic people that were in the cult are coming out now and joining our true church, the actual Church of Christ, the Church of God, which is the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem. And because if you don't believe the Word of God, and read the Bible so that you can tell whether I'm telling you the truth or not, and order all my literature, turn to our website. Our website is
alamoministries.com.
Okay, just look in there and start reading it for yourself. It won't cost you a penny, and if you want us to send it to you, you want to become a distributor, we'll send it to you free of charge, Bibles, everything. We never will hit you up for loot or money, okay? All right, let's continue on with this letter.
They did come out of her. In fact, they threw away their dumb idols, which neither can talk nor hear, nor do any good. They told me to thank you for helping turn my life around. Thank God for you, sir. Could you please put them on the mailing list? Here is their addresses. They speak only Spanish. Could you also send them message tapes in Spanish?
Absolutely. Another thing, too, is one of the people from France said, do you have somebody that we can call in your ministry that is French? And yes, we do. And if any of you other people that speak other languages would like to be on our telephone room, and you'd like people to call you, so that you could minister to them some of our literature, or read some of the literature to them in your language, or if you'd like to translate it, we will be able to have, send them literature in the language that we don't have already. I guess we've got about 30 different languages or more that my literature is in. But I speak only English, and I speak poquito Spanish, very little, but poquito mucho, very mucho poquito, very much little. All right, so so we'd like to have a phone room all over the world. If you want to be one of the phone prayer people, just contact us. And if you're a reader of this literature and you believe the way I do, you believe the way that God says it is, well, then you we'll be happy to put you on as a phone answering person. And just let me know. Glory to God. Okay, then what?
Thanks so much, sir. Lord bless. I hope to see you again soon. Yours in Christ, Kelvin.
Okay, praise the Lord. You got something else there?
Yes, the next letter is from Andhra Pradesh, South India.
I don't think we'll do that one today, because I think we're going to have to start with this piece of literature, God's Strong Man. Okay, let's go.
How can a man enter into a strong man's house and plunder his goods, except he first binds the strong man and then plunders his house.
Now, the reason I don't read these tracts is because I've written them all right, but I'm legally blind. That doesn't mean I'm stone blind by any means. I can still see, but I can't read fast enough to read this literature to you on the air. It would take a long time, and so that's why I didn't want to go on TV, but there's so many offers for me to go on TV that I'm going to do it, and I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and let you people see how blind I am and how necessary it is for me to have other people in my ministry read for me and do other things for me. Otherwise, it's like the Apostle Paul said, if he didn't have good eyes, if he had good eyes, people would probably exalt him to no measure, to a tremendously, they'd maybe worship him or something. And boy, I'm very jacked up, and so no one would want to, I don't think, would worship me. Hopefully they never would. I get such good mail and everything, but on TV you'll see me, you know, I'm just a real person, and that's it. So go ahead and finish, but that's why I have different people reading for me. And I'm going to intend to have Buster on with me. You people have heard quite a bit about him. He's a real good, faithful Christian, and he has so many different testimonies to tell of things that he does every day and other people that he's witnessed to, things that happen through them. We have all kinds of testimonials from different people in our church, and we'll have them on too. You'll get to know the whole bunch of us. All right? Okay, let's go. Come on.
The Word of God in the spiritual language of the Bible says the one who has faith in God, in his word, is the strong man. When the strong man begins to doubt God's word...
You want
to
know why? Because by faith, all things are possible. Amen?
Amen.
There isn't anything that we can receive from God except by faith. By doubt, we receive nothing but damnation. By faith, we're saved, and by doubt, we're damned. Okay, keep reading.
When the strong man begins to doubt God's word, he is entered into and plundered by the original evil spirit that was once in him and cast out, and seven other spirits worse than itself enter and live in him. Within the temple of God, the person who once had faith but now doubts. And the end of that man, once he has doubted God, becomes worse than at first.
And the reason for it that it's worse is because they can't repent. There's no more forgiveness for them. And it was hard enough to get you saved in the first place, but Jesus said in the book of Revelation that he died once. He said, behold, I am him who was dead, but behold, I'm alive forevermore. And he says, that's it. Yeah, I'm not going to die again. That means, okay, if I'm alive forevermore, that means I'm not going to die again. Amen?
Amen.
And so he died once for us, and that shows as much love as he needs to show. If that wasn't enough for you, well, then you don't deserve to be saved according to God. Now, if you're not happy, if you're not satisfied, if you don't believe that that was a great thing for him to do, to die for you and for me, and shed his blood for you, go to hell for you, and then raise from death, hell, and the grave, well, then you deserve to go to hell in the lake of fire. Okay, then keep going.
And the end of that man, once he has doubted God, becomes worse than at first, before he was saved. Such will happen to this evil generation of doubters. Satan, who is the prince of the power of the air, is constantly at work, cutting subtle grooves of doubt into everyone's mind, heart, and soul, till doubt virtually is embroidered into the souls of every human who is not busy building his faith by both studying and receiving the Word of God.
Right. There's no way that you can receive faith unless you read the Bible. The Bible says that faith comes into you by hearing or reading the Word of God. And that's the only way that faith is acquired. Okay, by the masses. Our Lord put some faith in me by a supernatural experience that happened to me. That same thing has happened with the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. He had some faith. He says, what is it, Lord? He said, he knew it was the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what the Lord showed me. I hadn't read the Bible, but he showed me some faith enough to seek what it was that the Lord wanted me to know. So he sent him over to Ananias' house to lay hands on him so that these scales that appeared on his eyes would fall off and that he would be able to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. With me, I had no idea how horrible the spiritual world was down here on earth. And the Lord didn't tell me to go to some man's house or anything. I just had it in my heart to go seeking, where do you find the truth about God? I know He exists now, Lord, but where do I find the truth? Or what? Is there a book? Or do I go to? So I went from one church to the other. First one I picked was the Catholic, quote, church, unquote, and that man didn't know anything. He said, you've obviously had a supernatural experience with the Lord, when I told him what happened. Read my piece of literature, Dry Bones and Signs of the Times, and you'll see what happened to me. But finally, I found him in the Bible, and the same spirit that came down to me in the office in Beverly Hills started hitting me as I started reading the words from the Beatitudes in the Bible in the New Testament, and I knew that I'd found the truth then, because the same feeling that I got when the Lord was speaking to me in the office came down upon me at that very time. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, to know what's right, for they shall be filled, you know. And I knew, and I felt the Spirit coming down when I was reading those words. I knew I found the truth. And I was afraid actually to read the next sentence and the next, because I thought, this is just too good to be true. And some people say, if it seems too good to be true, then it isn't. But I found out that every line was true, and it was true, and it still is true, and it always will be true. 41 years of reading those lines, and I've never found any discrepancies yet. Okay, keep going.
The mind can be the storehouse of God's word, or it can be the storehouse of doubt. God works differently than the prince of the air. God wants his people to constantly ask of him that we may constantly receive of him. Constantly seek him, that we may constantly find him. Constantly knock, that he may constantly open unto us.
Well, so how do you seek God? You seek God, the Bible says that the Word is God. So you seek God. When you open the Bible, you're looking at God.
Amen.
That isn't just a book. That book, the Word of God, is God. So if you're seeking him, just that's what it means. Some people think you whisper in the air or something like that. You can't find him that way. He's the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible. And to get a fuller understanding of it, if you speak Greek or Hebrew, go into the original Hellenic Greek or the Hebrew, and it'll match up very close with King James. And it says it maybe in a little different way, but it all means the same, okay? In any translation, you'll find a couple of things that were not understood by the translators, but you'll find out the reality of it by reading the original writings of the Hebrew, the Aramaic, and the Hellenic Greek, which is the Greek written and spoken by Jews. Okay, then go ahead.
God's word instructs his people to fully arm and armor themselves with his power.
His word, yeah, his power is his word. Then what else?
Faith in his word, that they may become men of power. This power is attained only by faith in God's word, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith in every word of God cuts invisible grooves of Holy Spirit power into the heart, soul, and mind of the believer. Faith in God's word is the only power that will save the soul from an eternity in hell and the lake of fire. The just shall live eternally by his faith, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. By the law of faith, Romans chapter 3, verse 27, faith in God's word is the only power that closes the door of our soul to every invasion from Satan, the prince of the air. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin, Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Faith and doubt are similar in one way. The one you have determines where you will spend eternity. So stand fast in the faith, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. For by faith ye stand, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Doubt gives the assurance of hell and the lake of fire, and strengthens the likeliness of sickness, disease, and every other infirmity, mental, spiritual, or physical. Faith saves us and cures all these infirmities. Faith must occur before you are saved, cured, or delivered. You are cured by faith in God's word, which pulls out those hidden roots of doubt. Jesus said, every plant of doubt which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up by faith in God's word. Jesus said, the thief, satanic doubt, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I, Jesus, am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus came to destroy the world of doubt. Jesus said, think not that I am come to send peace with doubt on earth. I came not to send peace to doubters, but a sword, the word of God, which dissolves destructive doubt and builds eternal life, heals every disease, sickness, or infirmity, ends financial problems, and gives deliverance from all evil. Will you choose to be one of the world's many doubters and spend eternity in hell with them? Or will you choose to be a man or woman of faith in God's powerful word, safely trusting in the word of God that created the heavens, the earth, and the fullness thereof, everything seen and unseen? I pray that you will choose rightly and become a strong man or woman of God by saying this prayer in faith to the one who will dissolve every one of your doubts with his word.
All right, now say this prayer along with me. If you're in a motor vehicle and you can find a spot to park, park. Whatever you're doing, stop for a half a minute here or a minute and say this prayer to God with all your heart and soul. Say it right to God. He knows the very intents of your heart. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. So now say this to him, though, and mean it with all your heart and soul. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Just raise your hands up now and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God, I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus. And read your Bible now, the King James Version, or if you're Hebrew, read the original Hebrew or the Aramaic and the Hellenic Greek, but read King James also. And start seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ask for my literature. You can get it at the website. I've got hundreds of pieces of literature and thousands of tapes that you can listen to, and we'll ship them to you free of charge.
Now, Sharon, tell our listening audience how they may receive a copy of this program number 70.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
So until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.